各位弟兄姐妹，主内平安。
Brother and sister, peace be with you.
今天我们讲这个悔改的再思。
Today we talk about rethinking of repentance.
是生命之道第四讲。
It's the fourth talk in this the Way of Life series.
我过去说，我说我讲到我要考试的哟。
And before I said that, when I give you a message, I need to give you a quiz.
那么既然是第生命之道第四讲
And this is the fourth in that series.
那么生命之道前面就有多少讲啊
That's how many talks in that before this one?
那就是三讲
It's three.
那么这三讲我们来做一个测试好不好
Now, Let's do a test.
你们答不出来我也不怪你
I'll bring you if you cannot answer.
但是你们要提醒自己。
But you have to remind yourself.
我们生命之道的第一讲是讲什么呢？
What is the first one in this the Way of Life series?
谁还能记得
？Who still remember?
没有人举手啊，那我来答了啊。
And nobody raise your hand, and I'm going to answer.
我们社会上的人啊，有的时候把我们叫那个教徒。
And the people in the society call us just, you know, believers, you know. Yeah.
其实我们不是信教。
Actually, we do not believe in a religion.
那我们是信什么呢
？And what do we believe?
我们是信主耶稣基督。
We believe in our Lord Jesus Christ.
不是信教。
But not the religion.
那么信耶稣基督。也就是信生命之道。
And we believe in Jesus, we believe in the way of life.
那么什么是生命之道呢
？So what is the way of life?
生命之道就是真的、活的、看得见的、摸得着的。
And this way of life is true, is you can see it, you can touch it.
这些所有的我们的生命之道的经文是约翰一书。第一章一到十节啊，你们可以去看。
All the scriptures is on First John, and chapter one and verse 1-9.
那么你的信仰在你的信仰啊历程里边
，In your journey of faith,
你的生命是看得见、摸得着、听啊，这个是活的吗
？Is your life being can be touched, can be seen, and is it alive?
你千万不要让世人觉得哦，他是个基督徒，他不过是星期天到教会去。
You don't want people to view you as a only Sunday going Christian.
那么离开教会以后，我们看不出来他是真的活的。
And away from the church, nobody can see whether he is a true or not.
那你就违背了天父的心意了。
Then you are against the will of God.
那么生命之道的第二讲讲的什么呢
？And what's the second talk in the series about?
有没有人记得起来啊
？Is anyone still remember?
没有哈，啊，第二讲的题目是啊，相交。
And the second series is about fellowship.
不是吃那个香蕉哦。
It's not banana.
啊，是彼此团契、交流、交通。
And it's a fellowship. It's in we in kind of like inter.Face with each other.
那么这里面讲到三个主要的问题是什么
？And what's the main questions here?
就是有生命才能和神相交。
Only when you have a life, then you can have a fellowship with God.
第二讲到有生命的弟兄姐妹才能彼此相交。
When you have the life, then the brother and sister can have fellowship together.
而且要好好的相交。
And then we have to do it in a good way.
那么第三讲讲的是什么
？And so what about the third one in the series?
我也不问你们了，因为我没看见有举手的嘛。
I'm not going to ask you because no one raised your hand.
第三讲讲的就是悔改。
And the third one talk about repentance.
那么悔改这里面讲的 哪三个主要的问题呢？
What about the three main questions in repentance？
就是如果不悔改，就阻断了与神的相交。
If we don't repent, it will separate us in the fellowship with God.
这个，那么如果说我们这个不认罪悔改，如果我们不认罪悔改
，If we don't repent about on our sin,
那我们就是成了。这个重新犯罪的情况了
，and we actually we are sinned。
那么第三个我们讲到就是悔改是生命之道
，and we, the third one we talk about and repentance is the way of life。
今天这就是我们前三生命之道前三讲的主要内容
，and those were at the kind of the brief content of the previous three talks.
今天我们讲呢，生命之道第四讲。
And now we talk about the fourth one, in the series of the way of life.
就是悔改的再思。
Is the rethinking of repentance.
为什么
？And why?
为什么还要再思
？And why do you have to rethink?
因为悔改太重要了。
Because it's so repentance is so important.
有的人认为。我信了主，主不是把我的罪过一笔勾销了吗
？Some people think that if I believe in God, He will wipe away all my sins.
还要悔改吗
？And why do I have to repent again?
就没有必要了嘛
？It's not necessary.
我们就等着上天堂就好了嘛
？Wait there and until we can go.
反正神已经给了我们保险了嘛
？And God already gave us this insurance.
错了
，And it's wrong.
因为我们。的罪性存在肉身里面。
Because we still have a sinful nature in our flesh.
我们从信主到见主的面。
Since we believe in God and until we go to God's place.
这个过程叫做成圣的过程。
And this process is a process of sanctification.
成圣的过程就是把我们的生命改变成为圣洁的过程。
And this is the process of renewing our life to make us holy.
真的需要改变吗
？Do we really need to change?
你不改变，怎么去见那个圣洁的神呢
？How do you face your holy God if you don't change?
因为神是圣洁的。
Because God is holy.
他不可能接受一个污秽的有罪性的人。
And he will not accept a sin, a you know,
对吧？我们举一个简单的例子。
And let's make a simple example.
当你们到医院里边去的时候
，If you go to hospital,
医院里边如果有一个无菌室、没有细菌的一个房间
，And if in the hospital there's a room that is, you know, sanitized, a clean room,
医院会让一个没有经过消毒的人进去吗？
And the hospital won't admit the person who not be pasteurized.
No.
No.
不可以。
You cannot do it.
所以我们必须改变生命成为圣洁，然后我们才能到主的身边去。
So we must change our lives so that we'll be holy before we'll see our Lord.
如果我们否定自己的罪性
，But if we deny our sinful nature.
在我们第三讲里面就讲到，那就是自欺欺人。
And if we don't do this, we don't admit that we have sinful nature, we are cheating ourselves.
所以，悔改非常重要。
Therefore, repentance is really important.
所以我们要天天，就像刚才说要清洁，天天要消毒啊。
So we have to really, you know.Clean up and really have to, you know, sanitize ourselves every day.
今天可能我要多说了两句
Today I will speak a little bit more.
如果这个时间花在这个生命之道上是值得。
And I think it's worth spending the time on talking about the way of life.
我记得我以前跟你们做见证的时候曾经谈到一件事情。
I remember I share with you one testimony.
在我在神学院里边，看见一个被神学院称为模范生的同学。
And when I was in seminary, I saw I have a classmate which is kind of like a model student.
他比我高一班。
He's one class, you know, before me.
圣经熟得不得了啊。
And he's very familiar with the Bible.
哎呀，非常让我们羡慕啊。
We really kind of like envy him.
到什么程度呢？
And to what extent?
旧约教授、新约教授在讲课的时候记不起来哪一个啊，那这句圣经是哪个章节，就问他。
When the professor didn't remember the scripture, and they will ask him.
你看他多熟。
Then you can tell how familiar he is with the scripture.
为什么
？And why？
因为他在教会里边教主日学25年呐。
Because he has been teaching Sunday school in church for 25 years.
所以他很熟。
That's why he is very familiar.
就是这个模范生。
And this model student.
他坐在我旁边。
He sit next to me.
在一次课堂测试的时候。
And doing a quiz in the classroom.
我看见他作弊。
And I found him cheating.
这让我很震惊啊。
It's really shocking to me.
我们不是学生啊。
And we're not the student.
我们是神学生呢。
And we are theological students.
神学生还能作弊吗？
And how can we cheat?
所以我很震惊啊。
I'm really shocked.
就说在那件事情之后。
And after this incident,
我就下定决心。
I make a resolution.
我要给自己设一门灵命课。
I will build a class of service called the spiritual life.
这是我自己给他起的名字。
And this is a name I gave to him.
什么是灵命课呢？
So what is a spiritual life class?
因为是我自己设的。
And I make it myself.
所以没有学分。
And there's no credit.
但是天天要考试。
And I have to do the quiz every day.
怎么考试？
And how do we take the quiz?
我就是每天写灵命日记。
And I have to like a spiritual diary every day.
把我一天的主要的心思意念、行为都记下来。
And put all the thoughts and what I have done every day, and I write it down.
对照圣经的教导。
And kind of reference to the teaching of the scripture.
看我哪些地方做对了，哪些地方做错了。
So check whether I have done something right or something wrong.
我自己给我自己定了一个规则。
I set up a rule for myself.
如果说神学院所有的功课我都及格。
If I pass all the work in the seminary.
如果我这个灵命课不及格。
If I fail in the spiritual life class.
我就自动向学院申请退学。立即退学。
And I will apply for quitting the seminary school.
因为我不合格。
Because I'm not qualified.
这件事情我昨天在我自己开设的彩虹团契里边跟大家讲。
I mentioned this actually yesterday in my own Rainbow Fellowship.
我那个彩虹团契是专门为造就信徒而设的。
And this Rainbow Fellowship is actually set up for building disciples.
我就讲这件事情。
And I talk about this.
今天我跟他们讲，你们用不着也自己再去设一个灵命课。
And today you don't have to set up a spiritual life course yourself.
但是有一件事你们必须记得。
But one thing you really need to remember.
你们要把改变生命时时刻刻放在心上。
You have to put this in your heart. That is to change your life.
不是礼拜天。
It's not just Sunday.
不是在众人的面前。
Not just before the people.
而是在你所有的建筑之前的生命中。
But in all your life before you meet your God.
我今天同样劝勉各位。
And today I really want to talk to you about this.
你要信这个生命之道吗?
Do you want to believe in this, the way of the Spirit?
你要想你活的啊，你的生命是活的，看得见的，摸得着的吗?
Do you want your life to be, your life will be alive and can be touched and can be seen?
不仅仅是学知识。
It's not just to learn about the knowledge.
要改变生命。
But you need to change your life.
神随时放在心上，随时警醒，时时警醒，时时改变。
And you always be on alert about the change.
否则你就成了一个鸣的拔，响的锣。
And otherwise you'll be a sounding cymbal and the other instrument.
好，下面我们开始今天的正道。
And now we started our sermons today.
那我们再来阅读一下经文。
Let's read again the scripture.
路加福音五章三十一节、三十二节。
And the Gospel of Luke, chapter 5, verse 31 to 32.
经文说，耶稣对他们说，无病的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。我本来不是招义人悔改，乃是招罪人悔改。
And Jesus answered them, Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
这两条经文并不复杂。
These two verses are really not complicated.
而且主耶稣是使用比喻啊，让我们很容易的。
Moreover, Jesus actually used a metaphor so that we can easily understand it.
他的重点是在罪人和悔改这两个关键词上面。
And the main point is about two keywords, the sinners and repentance.
为罪人而来。
We, Jesus come for the sinners.
要拯救罪人。
And we have to save the sinners.
这是他来到世界的目的。
That is the purpose of coming to the world.
但是他为什么说是招罪人悔改呢?
Why did he say he called sinners to repent?
因为罪人必须悔改在前。
And for sinners, you really have to repent first.
神的救恩才会临到他。
And then the salvation of God will come.
没有悔改，神是不会救的。
Without repentance, God will not save.
所有的福分
All the blessings,
神说过,
and God has said before,
他只为那些信他的人,
is only for those who believed in him.
不信的人, 罪就定了。
For non-believers, the sin is there.
从这里啊, 我们看到了悔改和拯救之间的关系。
And here we see the relationship between repentance and salvation.
我们看到了悔改的重要。
We see the importance of repentance.
下面我们就对悔改再做一次思考吧。
Let's think again about repentance.
第一。
The first.
悔改是基督信仰者一生的必须。
Repentance is a necessity for Christian's life.
啊，马太福音四章十七节说。
And the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 17.
啊，对不起，是记载。
It said,
主耶稣出来传道。
And Jesus coming out to preach.
他向罪人发出的第一个召唤是什么？
What is the first calling for the people?
那就是天国近了，你们什么？要悔改。
It is the heaven is near.
这些重要的经文要记得呀。
The heaven is near. You need to repent. This verses you need to remember.
我当然也不可能都记得。
And I will not always remember.
但我们常常要去记。
But we will need to try hard to remember.
在神学院里面是闭卷考试的。
And in the seminary, this is a must for
exam. 说对我。当时年龄来讲是很大一个负担呢。
This is a big burden for me for people of my age.
但也是非常 好的一个事情。
But this is a very good thing.
基督徒相信。
And Christians believe.
这是一个重要的福音真理。
And this is very important gospel truth.
天国近了，你们要悔改。
And heaven is near, you need to repent.
问题不仅仅在于相信。
The question is not just the unbelieving.
而是什么呢？
And then what is it?
那就是要问。
And you have to ask.
是不是只要有这个知识就可以了呢？
Is it true that we just, is this knowledge is sufficient?
哦，我知道。啊，在这个马太福音四章十七节有这么个记载。啊，耶稣出来传道说了这么一句话。啊，第一个呼召就是天国近了，你们要。
And then actually, just what's said in this scripture, the Gospel of Matthew chapter 4, say, the heaven is near, you need to believe.
记得这些就够了吗？
And you just remember this, is this sufficient?
就可以了吗？
Is it qualified?
那是不是信了主，悔改就不再需要了呢？
Is it that true that you believe in the Lord and you repent and then that's okay?
如果你以为这些观念是对的，
If you think this idea is right,
我们套用中国大陆的一句政治术语，
and we'll try to use a political jargon in mainland China,
那就是抽象的肯定，具体的否定。
It's a abstractly affirm and specifically deny.
这个中国大陆有些政治术语，你它有的时候还是挺管用啊。说的比较深刻。
And actually, some of this political jargon in China is very useful.
当然，他那个是对人民的，不是对他自己。
And this is for the people, not for the government.
所以，肯定悔改是重要的。
So we are sure that repentance is important.
但是，否定悔改和自己的关联。
But if you deny the relationship between repentance on yourself,
这显然是错误。
This is obviously incorrect.
为什么说悔改是基督信仰者一生的必须呢？
And why do we say repentance is a necessary for the whole life of a Christian?
我们先从人来看。
Let's have a viewpoint from a person's viewpoint.
人要得救，当然要悔改。
If a man want to be saved, he need to repent.
知道自己错了。
And then you know you wrong.
愿意离开罪恶，信主而归向神。
And you're willing to separate from sin and believe and turn to God.
但是这一切都是靠主的恩典而成的。
But all of this is based on the grace of God.
因为主啊，他舍命偿还了我们的罪债。
It is because of God who sacrificed himself and paid our sins.
他用他的宝血洗净了我们的不义。
He used his blood to clean our sins.
所以我们才被神认为是义人。
So that we can seen by God to be righteous.
其实呢
And indeed,
我们的罪人的本性，那个罪性还是存在的。
But actually, the sinful nature still exists inside us.
绝对不是已经成为义人了。
And absolutely not, do not mean that we are actually a righteous person.
已经成为义人。
Is already a righteous person.
这是一个完成式。
And that's a past tense.
不是。
But actually it's not.
我们在见主面之前，我们不能否定自己的罪性，要不断地改变自己的罪性。
Before we meet our Lord, we cannot deny our sinful nature.
既然如此，
And indeed,
yeah, 我们怎么可能不再犯错呢？
How could we not making any more mistakes?
我们怎么可能就不再犯罪呢？
How could we not sin?
因此，悔改就是必须的了。
And repentance, therefore, is a necessity.
这是从人的角度来看。
This is a viewpoint from persons.
下面我们从神的心意来看。
Let's now read it from God's mind.
他不仅赐给我们新的生命，
It does not only give us a new life,
而且还要让我们的生命得得更丰盛。
But he wants us to have an abundant life.
什么叫做得得更丰盛？
And what do you mean by more abundant?
那就是要改变我们的生命成为美好。
That means he wants to change our lives to be good.
成为圣洁。
And to be holy.
因此，那样我们才能去见那个荣耀圣洁的神。
And because of that, then we can witness the glory of God.
与此同时，我们也就成为世人的祝福了。
And at the same time, we'll be a blessing to the world.
我们的生命改变是要依靠神。
We have to rely on God to change our life.
但是人必须悔改。
But man has to repent.
接受神的改变。
And to accept the change.
所以悔改是我们成圣阶段，也就是从信主直到见主的面。
So actually repentance is a path to sanctify it.Before we see our Lord,
这是一生的必须。
This is a necessity for a Christian life.
上面我们看了从人的角度，从神的心意来看悔改。
So we have seen it from both the viewpoint of man and God about repentance.
那么，也许弟兄姐妹就要问了。
Maybe brother and sister, you will ask.
可能嘴上不问，心里边也会问呢。
Maybe we will not ask verbally, but your heart you may ask this question.
张牧师。你们传道人不需要悔改吗
？And Pastor John, you preachers like you, you know, do you need to repent?
必须
，must，
更加必须悔改。
It especially must.
为什么呢
？And why?
我们可以从三个方面来看。
We can look at it at three viewpoints.
第一
，the first one，
不错，传道人是神的仆人。
And first, and preachers is a servant of God.
但他并不等于就是义人咯。
But doesn't mean that he's a righteous person.
圣经中没有这种根据哦。
There's no basis in the Bible.
因为神说过。
And because God have said before.
他说这世上连一个义人都没有。
And there's not one person who's righteous in this world.
如果连一个义人都没有，那么传道人认为他自己是义人。那不就是跟神说相反的吗
？If God said there's no one is righteous, then if you say a preacher is righteous, there will be a contradiction.
所以，包括所有的传道人在内，都不是义人。
And including all the preachers and servants of God, no one is righteous.
第二
，and second point，
神呼召拣选他的仆人。
God called and selected his servants.
但是他没有给他选召这些仆人发一个免死的金牌。
But God did not give them a plaque of immortality.
啊，公义的神绝不会以不义啊，以有罪作为无罪。
And a justice God will not make sins to be innocent.
我们以前不是读过约拉书吗？
We read about the book of Jonah before.
约拉书里面的主角是谁啊
？Who's the main character of the book of Jonah？
我看见这个姐妹在说约拉。
So
你们有说吗？
Jonah.
要说出来啊，这样常常提醒，常常大家彼此激励。
You know the answer, just speed up, because then you can remind and encourage each other.
这个约拉是谁啊
？And who is this person, Jonah？
约拉是先知哦。
Jonah is a prophet.
啊。什么是先知啊
？So what is a prophet？
就是传达、传讲神的话语的人嘛。
The one who kind of like tells about God's message。
那不就是古代的传道人吗
？That will be a preacher in the old time。
那么神对这个犯了罪的约拉
，And this Jonah who have sinned，
啊，追讨他的罪。
And God chased after his sin.
一样要去追讨他的罪。
And you have to, you know, go after him.
Yeah, 绝不给他网开一面。
And will not make an exception.
不是，后来大家把他从那个船上丢到海里面去了吗
？And if you remember the people threw Jonah into the sea.
这是第二啊，为什么传道人需要悔改
？It's the second point. Why?
第三
preachers need to repent.
啊，第三
，and the third point，
神的儿女是属于神的。
The children of God actually belongs to God.
作为管家的仆人
and serve as a steward.
尤其需要警醒。
Especially need to be on alert.
他们首先要改变自己的生命。
First, they really need to change their own life.
活出基督的样式。
And live the example of God.
而不是只会讲知识。
And not just only we talk about knowledge.
只讲知识，别的没有。
And only talk about knowledge and nothing else.
我也有上了一些年纪，从中国大陆来的人，可能知道这么一句话。
If you have a, you know, have a senior age and you came from mainland China,
在北京有一个地方叫做天桥，听到过吗
？It's a place in Beijing called 天桥。
那个地方就很多这个杂耍呀，民间艺人在那个地方。
That's a kind of like a fairground in there, you know, a lot of people.
当然也包括说相声的。
And something about, you know, those stand-up comics.
过去流行这么样一句话。
And that's a very popular saying.
他说什么？天桥的把式。
And all these games in that happens in the 天桥。
啊，光说不练。
It's only just talking and no act.
那传道人如果只讲知识，不去行。
If the preachers only give you knowledge, but they don't act it out.
叫人家改变生命，自己绝不改。
If you ask people to change their life, but you don't change yourself.
那不就是天桥的把式了吗
？And just like some of the, you know, the fair games in 天桥。
这种传道人是没有价值的。
And this kind of preachers is of no value.
我在，也是我在神学院里边的经历，让我悟出了一个道理。
During my some of the encounters in my in the seminary, I have come to some you know learnings here.
好，这个道理啊，悟出什么道理？我到这个三个例子讲完以后，我再讲。
And I'll give you some example before I share with you what I have learned.
有一位同学啊，是跟我同班的。
I have a classmate which is in my same class.
Yeah, 他是一个生化的博士吧。
With a bio professor, a doctor in biochemistry.
他的每一门功课最少都是 A.
And every the grade of every class he got this the score is always A.
还有很多是 A plus.
And some with A plus.
所以他在毕业的时候，他得了学习优秀奖。
And in graduation, he's got the highest honor.
可是就是这个同学。
But just this particular classmate.
毕业之后不久就背叛了自己的信仰。
And not long after graduation, he betrayed his own belief.
第二个同学啊，第二个例子就是刚才我。
And the second example I have just mentioned.
就是那个模范生。
And is that model student?
他毕业之后，我就没有再听到他的消息了。
I haven't heard anything about him after the graduation.
啊，一个模范生考试作弊。
And model student who cheated in exams.
这样一个结果是有他的因果关系的。
And there's some, you know, causal relationship between these things.
第三个例子是比我低两班的一个同学。
And the third example is the a classmate which is, you know, two classes after me.
他是传道人家庭出身的。
He came from a preacher's family.
信主多年。
And had believed in God for so many years.
所以他自认为是神特别拣选。
And he considered himself especially selected by God.
所以他把自己的名字改为拣选。
And make his name chosen.
可是就是这位同学。
And these students.
后来被学院查出来他行为不良。
And the seminary actually found out he has some misdemeanor.
没有毕业就被除名了。
And he was acquitted before he graduated.
这是我在神学院里边看见活生生的例子。
And this is some like real example that I've seen in a central in the seminary.
生活上的例子还少吗
？This kind of example is not uncommon.
韩国最大的教会，全世界最大的教会的主任牧师 赵牧师。
And the chief pastors in this one of the biggest Korean church.
80万会员的主任牧师赵牧师。
A chief pastor who have 800 congregations.
挪用教会的公款给他的儿子去炒股。
And he used the church money for his sons to invest in the stock market.
不是犯了刑法吗？
This is a sin or a crime.
所有这些事情，啊，我在神学院里面看着这三个例子，让我悟出了一个道理。
And I have learned something from this free example from a seminary.
什么道理？
And what is the things?
我把它归纳成两句话。
And I kind of like, you know, I kind of like narrowed it down to two sentences.
知识只能教导人信仰纯正。
And knowledge will teach you how to have a pure, correct a belief.
行为才能见证人信仰的真实。
And only your behaviors and what you add will testify.The truth of your belief.
你们同意我这个看法吗？
Do you believe of my viewpoint?
阿不阿门呢？感谢主。
Thanks,
我们要常常记得，知识不能代替生命的改变。
And we have to always remember, knowledge cannot replace our change in life, our life.
传道人的生啊，传道人的美好生命。
The good life of a preacher.
并不是因为他们有了神学院毕业的证书。
It's not because they got a graduation certificate from the seminary.
所以他就有了美好的生命。
Then you and then they will have a good life.
也不是因为他们被按牧有了牧师的称号，他们就有了美好的生命。
And also not because of they got the title of a pastor, and then you have a good spiritual life.
我要引用保罗的一句形容词。
Let's try to use one of the sayings from Paul.
断然不是。
Absolutely not.
而必须在不断的改悔改当中。
You have to be in a constantly a mode of constant changes.
被神改变。
And be changed by God.
接受改变。
And try to you have to accept the changes.
才逐渐的去成长起来。
And so gradually you will grow up.
这个成长的过程
And this is path of growing up.
和所有的信徒是一样的
It's common to all believers.
没有什么特殊的
And there's no preferential treatment.
如果要说特殊
If you want to have a preferential treatment,
那就是要更加严格
And that would be actually we were more strict.
没有什么优惠待遇
And there's no exceptions.
更没有免试的特权
And you have no exception right.
神对他的仆人是要考察的。
God will really evaluate his people.
我常常感受到神他在考察我。
And I always feel like God is examining me.
他在不断的考试，考察我。
He's always examining me.
考察我的忠心。
And check about our faithfulness.
不是考察我的知识
and but not looking at my knowledge.
因此说悔改对于传道人就更是一生的必须啊。
Therefore, we say repentance is even more a necessity for a preacher.
这是第一部分。
This is the first part.
悔改是人一生的必须。
And repentance is a necessity for our whole life.
第二部分。
And the second part.
什么是真正的悔改？
What is a true repentance?
根据当代神学词典和圣经新词典。
And based on the contemporary theological dictionary and the Bible new dictionary.
他们对悔改有这样的解释。
And they have a definition for repentance.
我把它啊汇集在一起。
And I put them all together.
就是这么三句话。
And there's three sentences.
改变心意
A change in mind.
离开罪
Turn away from sin.
归向神
And turn to God.
这就是悔改
And this is repentance.
由此看来
And from this,
真正的悔改必须包含四个方面。
So a true repentance has to include these four aspects.
知罪。
To know God, to know sin.
知道的知知罪。
And to know about your sin.
认罪。
And have to confess.
离罪。
And turn away from sin.
归正。
And have the correction.
所谓的知罪。
And what I mean by knowing sin.
就是知道什么是罪。
And that means you know what is sin.
我们人怎么知道自己的罪呢？
How do we know about our sin?
我们自己不认为有罪啊。
And we don't think that we have sinned.
这是由神来启示我们的。
It's only through the God to reveal to us.
只有圣灵啊光照我们的。
Only from the shedding light to us from the Holy Spirit.
让我们醒悟，让我们明白。
So that we can wake up and understand.
所谓认罪。
And for confessing.
就是人呐、啊。认为自己错了
is God as people know that they are wrong
有败坏有罪孽
and they have corrupted they have sinned
所谓离罪
and what do we mean by turn away from sin
就是人在知罪以后
and is when people know about their sins
决心离开罪恶
and they decided to separate from it
所谓浪子回头
It's like a person who turned back from what we have done.
什么是归正呢
What about correction?
啊，就是从罪恶的道路上回归真理。
It means that from the road of sinning and you return to
追求圣洁
and you pursue for holiness.
舍弃自己。
And learn to sacrifice.
天天背起自己的十字架
And take up your own cross every day.
来跟随主
And to follow God.
这就是归正
And this is what we mean by correction.
人必须从这四个方面
And we have to, do it through these four aspects.
去经历这四个方面
And to experience these four aspects.
那才是真正的悔改
And this is a true repentance.
所以知识不能代替改变。
Therefore, knowledge cannot replace changes.
因为知识它只是告诉你这个不对，那个错了。
And knowledge only can tell you, this one is right, this is wrong.
那只不过是悔改当中的第一步。
And that's only the first step in repentance.
所以它不是真正的悔改。
And that's not a true repentance.
任何人
，for anybody，
如果啊，仅仅是知道这个悔改的全备的知识
，if he's only know the knowledge of repentance，
就像我刚才所说的，知罪、认罪、离罪、归正
，and just the four aspects I mentioned to understand and to know your。
你都知道
confess and turn away in correction.
你都知道
you know already.
你有这个全备的知识
You have the full knowledge of it.
但是我要告诉你那不是真正的悔改
But I have to tell you this is not the
true repentance. 那不过是四个步骤当中的第一个
It's only the first step of the four steps here.
以我自己做个例子吧
And let me use myself as an example.
我学习悔改这个真理啊，我学习过
I've learned how to the truth of repentance.
我也能够把它讲清楚。
And I can express it very clearly.
我也是真的愿意去改。
I'm truly willing to change.
但是有些事情我并没有真正的悔改。
But on something that I really don't really truly repent.
我从小就是脾气很急躁很暴躁的一个人
Since I was small I'm always a quick-tempered person
只要我忍不住了我就爆发出来
I always kind of explode in when I cannot bear it anymore
对这样一种暴躁的个性
For this kind of quick-temper
在信主之前呢
And before I believe
我还理直气壮地认为
And I firmly believe that
我这个挺好的。
And this is fine.
我不畏强权嘛。
I'm not afraid of authority.
我临涉不弯嘛。
I will not yield to power.
这是大丈夫的本色嘛。
This is a real man.
有什么错？
What's wrong with it?
这是好的传统啊。
And this is a good tradition.
好的个性啊。
It's a good personality.
我又没去欺负别人。
I didn't actually offend
other person. 他欺负我，我才爆发的嘛。
Yeah, because they offend me, then I explode.
有什么不好呢？
What's the wrong in it?
其实现在想起来真的很可笑啊。
And that's really, I think, this is, you know,
信主之后
and after I believe,
逐渐地认识到了
and I gradually understand it.
柔和谦卑是改变自己的关键所在
and gentleness and humbleness is the key for change.
虽然我自己愿意悔改
and therefore I'm really willing to change.
但是做起来是很难。
It's very difficult to do.
遇到有些事、有些人呢、啊，这个就是压不住心头的火气。
When you see certain people or certain things, you just cannot suppress your anger.
我发完脾气以后，我还啊为自己来辩护。
So after I lost my temper, I always have a self-defense.
我信主了，怎么还辩护啊？用什么辩护啊
？Well, I already believed in God. How can I?哎呀 ，What do I defend for？
你们想不到吧
？You probably cannot.
我用圣经来为我辩护哎。
I use the Bible for myself, own defense.
神不是说过吗？不轻易发怒。
Didn't God say that you have to be slow to the anger？
并不等于不准发怒啊。
It does not mean that you're not allowed to.
他叫我忍无可忍了嘛。
And this person is
我可以发易怒啊。
I can have a righteous anger.
这个人呢、啊，往往就是原谅自己，不原谅别人。
And men always, you know, try to forgive themselves, but not willing to go forgive other persons.
有我这样一个例子，我们来对照刚才所说的悔改的四步骤。
I use this example to compare to all the four steps of repentance that I mentioned.
前面三步我可能啊勉强。
And I probably possessed it, you know, can do work on the first three steps.
知罪
to know truth,
认罪
to know the sins, confess.
啊，悔啊，离罪
turn away from sin.
但是却了归正
and without doing correction,
并没有完全的顺服在神的旨意之下
And I didn't really submissive to the will of God.
我还没有达到。真正的悔改的标准。
So obviously, I didn't really fulfill the standard of repentance.
第三方面。
And for the third,
我们还有需要悔改的吗
？Do we have area that we still need to repent?
有的弟兄姐妹在点头，有的弟兄姐妹没表态，我没看见摇头的哟，这就不错了啊，这就不错。
I didn't see people, you know,
那说明还有需要啊，还有需要。
So yeah, that's definitely we need.
答案是肯定的。
And the answer is yes.
啊，我们举几个例子。
Let's make some examples.
经常说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
And the scripture says, man live not only by food alone, but by the words from God.
你和我经常读圣经吗
？Are you really reading the Bibles?
圣经一再的告诫我们。
And the Bible always instructs us
要恒切祷告
and to pray constantly.
你和我天天都在祷告吗
Do us always pray every day?
经上说
And the scripture said
爱人不可虚假
Your love to a person should not be fake.
这是罗马书十二章第九节一开头就讲圣徒的品行第一条
This is from the book of Romans, the first just one in that doctrine.
爱人不可虚假。
Your love should not be fake.
不可以只喜欢啊，喜欢你的人。
You should not just love the one who loves you.
你只爱那些爱你的人。
And love the one who you know, like the one who loves you.
你和我都是这样在做吗
？Do you and me are doing the same thing here?
经上记着说
And the scripture said
殷勤不可懒惰要心里火热常常服侍主
It said be attentive and do not be lazy to be passionate and always serve the Lord
还记着务要忠心
And have to remember also be faithful
不可不能也不热
Do not be lukewarm
你和我做得怎么样
So how do we fare on this?
经上说逼迫你们的要给他祝福
And the scripture says give blessing to those who oppress you
只要祝福
And only blessings
不可咒诅
And no curse
甚至要爱自己的敌人
Even so you have to love your enemy
你和我做到了吗
Did you and me actually did that?
说诚实话
To be honest,
我们亏欠神的很多
We fall short of a lot of things to God.
怎么能不需要呢
And how could we need this?
你和我做基督徒多年了
You and me may be already Christian for so many years.
关于悔改这个真理
And the truth about repentance.
我们读过听过多少次了
And we read it and we listened for so many times.
我们也记得其中一些要点。
And we may also remember a lot of main points.
我们虽然不能把圣经里全部的教导都做到。
Maybe we cannot add out all the teachings from the scripture.
但是有些能够做到而不愿意去做的，那就不应该了吧。
But there's something that we can do, but we are not willing to do, and this is really not the right thing.
比如每天抽一点时间来读经。
For example, you take a little bit of time every day to read the Bible.
来祷告。
And to pray.
真的是因为没有办法，还是不愿意呢？
Is it really because of you cannot, or you're not willing to?
可见悔改并不是和我们没有关联呐。
As we can see that repentance is not just unrelated to us.
它就在我们身边呐。
It is just next to us.
包括我们在内呀。
And including everyone here of.
那就看你和我是不是愿意顺从了。
Then you have to see whether you really want to submit to this.
你和我不可以把主耶稣的呼召。
We cannot just treat the calling of God.
天国近了，你们要悔改。
Calling about the heavens near, you need to repent.
我们不可以把主的第一个呼召只是放在记忆里。
We cannot just put this calling just into our head.
挂在嘴巴上。
And put it on our lips.
我们应该去行啊，行出来啊。
We need to act and act out.
我们要走悔改之路
We should walk on the path of repentance
让悔改成为我们一生的必须
So that we make repentance will be a necessity in our life
我们最后做一个小结
Let's have a small conclusion
悔改之路是十字架的路
The way of repentance is the way of the cross
十字架的路就是舍己之路
The way of the cross is the way of sacrifice
愿意与自己的错误罪过决裂
If you don't want to break away with your way of wrongdoing and sins
那悔就是一句空话
And repentance will be just an empty word
我们不愿意背起自己的十字架
If you don't want to take up our own cross
还有可能改吗
How could we change?
悔改之路是时刻警醒之路
And the way of repentance is the way of always have a constant alert.
一个不警觉放任自己的人
If you don't be on alert and you kind of like have no self-control,
他会悔吗
Will he repent?
只有悔悟过来了
Only after you woke up,
他才会改啊
Then he will change.
连悔悟都没有怎么来的改呢？ 呢
？If you don't woke up, then how can you change?
就像刚才我说，我认为我自己是对的，我改什么
？If you think that if you always right, what else can I change?
悔改之路是成为圣洁的必由之路。
And this the path of repentance is a prerequisite of the path of sanctification.
污秽的人，罪人要成为圣洁。
If a sinful man want to be holy,
除了悔改。
And besides repentance,
还有别的路可走吗？
What other roads could he have?
没有。
None.
断然没有。
Absolutely not.
悔改之路必定是蒙福之路。
The road, the path of repentance is the path of blessings.
因为这条路是神所呼召的。
Because this path is called by God.
是合神心意的。
And abides to God's will.
当然是蒙福之路。
And of course, this is a path of blessing.
最后，让我们一起来读两节圣经。
At last, let us reach two scripture together.
启示录三章三节。
In the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 3.
啊，我等一下你们啊。启示录三章三节。
Book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 3.
启示录。第三章第三节、啊、现在有手机你们好方便、
啊、Now your cell phone is more convenient、huh?
我记得以前没有手机的时候大家说听到翻书那个声音有的找不到
Before cell phone invented you really have to flip a lot of pages
好我们一起来读启示录第三章第三节
Let's read the book of Revelation
请所以要回想你是怎样领受怎样听见又要遵守并要悔改若不警醒我必临到你那里如同贼一样我还要我几时临到你也绝不能知道再念启示录三章第六节再往后第三节再往后、
yeah.Verse 3 and chapter 3 and verse 6.
启示录三章第六节。好，请圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
Okay, let's read in English the chapter 3, verse 3 and 6. Remember, therefore, you what you have received and heard, obey it and repent.But if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what time I will come for you. And verse 6. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
感谢主。
Thanks to the Lord.
下面我们同心祷告。
And let us bow down and pray.
慈爱的天父爱我们的恩主耶稣基督
Our Heavenly Fathers and Lord Jesus Christ who love us
你来到世上就向我们发出要悔改的呼召
You come to this world and call us to repent
我们从圣经当中读到了
And we have read it from the scripture
从主日正道当中听到了
And we have heard it from the sermon
我们也能够讲出来
and we can talk about this.
但是主啊
but the Lord,
我们实在做得不好
but we haven't done well.
甚至有些该做又能够做的
and for something that we should do but and we can do,
也没有去做
but we didn't do it.
我们宽容自己
we are tolerant to ourselves.
指责别人
And accuse other people.
满足现状
And be satisfied with the status quo.
习以为常
And we always get used to it.
把你的呼召忘记了
And totally forget about your calling.
祈求恩主饶恕
Or we ask the Lord to forgive us.
祈求恩主饶恕
We ask the Lord to forgive us.
我们愿意痛心悔改
We want to deeply repent.
痛心悔改
Deeply repent.
神啊
Oh, our Lord.
忧伤痛悔的心你必不轻看。
You will not look down the repentant heart.
你说过。
And you said,
我住在这至圣的所在。
I dwell in the most holy place.
也与心灵痛悔的人同居。
And we dwell with the one who is spiritually repentant.
感谢你赐下的应许。
And we thank you for your promise.
求主，祈求主随时帮助我们这些软弱亏欠的儿女。
Lord, we ask you to help us for those who are weak and in debt to you.
愿你的教会因真诚悔改而复兴。
May your church will rise again because of the true repentance.
愿你的荣耀因我们真诚的悔改而得到彰显。
May your glory be manifest because of our true repentance.
悔罪祈求奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Lord, we repent and we pray in Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Amen.